Word of Truth Revealed.
You should not be susceptible to the seasons of our time, but you should be an evergreen. And I decree and declare that God is causing you to be an evergreen in the midst of troubles and in the midst of cold weather and in the midst of dry lands. You will still bring forth fruit in your season, and your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. There's an anointing for your prosperity. You are planted. Say, I'm planted. The planting of the Lord.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Anointed. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3.
Isaiah 61 and 1. And the word of the Lord reads like this: The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for the ash, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I wish I had a praying church. That they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may, what? That he may be glorified. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. From the subject today, I am anointed. Say that, I am anointed. Father, I thank you for that blow, that smearing, the oil of God that you rest, or that you smear upon your people. And in this season, we need oil. We need to shine in the dark world. So I thank you, Father, for causing that oil to shine in the flow. Thank you for the divine pouring in the midst, the awakening of your people, that without this anointing, we're just ordinary. But with this anointing, we step into a dimension called extra. So I thank you for the extra push, the extra flow, the extra finance, the extra favor, the extra sound, the extra in abundance, the extra ability, the extra equipping, the extra renewing and refreshing that only comes from fresh oil and new wine. Let it be so in every family, in every heart, in every relationship, in every ministry of this church, in this neighborhood, in this city, in this county, this nation, this state.
A silent night when Christ was born. Oh, 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 oh. It was a sign. A silent night when Christ was born. Oh, a silent night.